Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
You want a roll call, please?
Mr. Bombs? Apologies. Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Holly?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Cacama?
Here.
Mr. Dosco?
Here.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Ms. Walter?
Here.
Is that ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial meeting, proceeding rather. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. Please stand for silent prayer and pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there any public comment for items not on the agenda this evening?
Thank you, Mr. McGoldrick. Mark Fisher, 91 3rd Avenue. I was just curious if there was any answer from the 68 1st Avenue parking plan question. I know there was something.
There was an answer as to the application number which I provided, which I thought was being sent to you. It was a clerical error.
No, that was one.
That was one. Then there was zero.
Last month was the, and thank you for that. Last month was the question on the parking.
That applicant has not achieved resolution compliance yet.
Okay.
Follow-up submission was made, however, it was not found to be sufficient, and additional information was requested. So they're still trying to achieve resolution compliance.
So they don't have to come back to present their things like they did with the initial application? This is a problem now?
They don't get their approvals until they comply with the
right resolution.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. More comments? Mr. Steffen, has a follow-up on that. Is there a period of time in which they need to achieve compliance?
There isn't a time within which they have to achieve compliance. There is a time frame as far as the approval lasts before they're subject to changes in zoning,
right,
which is 2 years.
2 years. Right. Thank you.
Is there anyone else or anybody on Zoom? Have a hand up?
Yep.
All right. Very good. Pending litigation?
Pleased to report there is none.
That's wonderful. Other business?
Now, Mr. Chairman, the board has received a list, which is a photocopy from your ordinance, the fee ordinance, and it's been submitted to you for review over the next weeks. And if you have any comments on it or recommendations or suggestions, please provide them to me and Doug Rohmeyer, and then we will provide a report to the board next week. This fee schedule is ancient, and the governing body is looking for suggestions as to what might be more reasonable fee schedule at this point. So Doug and I will review it, get together ourselves, and any comments from the board we'd welcome to then provide something to you next month for as recommendations.
Very well. Do they need to require a resolution from us?
It's going to require probably a suggestion that here's what we think.
That's it.
With a letter from me saying I'm passing this along to the governing body.
Gotcha.
And we'll start to the zoning fees. Take a look at them too. If they
can't hurt to look at those as well.
At John Ryan, at
under municipal development regs. It's 164. It's fees enumerated.
Okay.
I do want to just make everybody aware that the next meeting is right up against the Easter weekend. A lot of people have going on holidays right after. So in the event that you do know in advance that you're not going to be able to make the meeting, if you could please reach out to Corinne so we can be assured that we'll have the quorum. Anything else? We have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, call to order for the regular meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Kakamo?
Here.
Mr. Jaska?
Here.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Ms. Walter?
Here.
Next item is the approval of, the approval of minutes for the February 2nd, 2023 meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second, Jaska.
Mr. Dougherty?
Abstain.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakamo?
Yes.
Mr. Jaska? Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Next item is the approval of the attorney vouchers for January 2023. We have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakamo?
Yes.
Mr. Jaska?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Next item is the approval of the resolution for Kirsch PB22-19, Block 72, Lot 5, 78 8th Avenue, granting application withdrawal without prejudice.
I'll move that, Dougherty.
Second.
I'm not sure if Mr. Dougherty...
Mr. Dougherty was absent.
He's not here, so we need someone else.
I withdraw my motion.
I'll make a motion.
Who was?
Motion.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakamo?
Yes.
Mr. Jaska?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the next three items on the agenda, we'll take them one by one, are being carried to the April meeting. PB22-21 Panamella, Block 57, Lot 6, is an application for bulk variance. Unfortunately, the application is for property which is in, within 200 feet of a county road, and that was a part of the certification that was given as to the property owners within 200 feet. The applicant didn't provide notice to the county planning board. All the rest of the notice was in order, so the case is going to have to be carried to April 6th is our next meeting. So if anyone in the audience is interested in that application, it is being carried to April 6th, 2023 at 7 o'clock p.m. in the same room. You're not going to be getting further notice. The applicant will have to notice the county of the new meeting date for that. So if you're interested in that application, be here April 6th, 7 o'clock p.m., and the application will be heard that evening. The next application on the list is PB22-23 Atlantic Highlands Yacht Club, Block 7, Lot 5.03, 6 Simon Lake Drive. It's an application for site plan approval. that application. We received correspondence from Brian Nelson, their attorney, indicating that he is not available this evening and requesting that the matter be carried to the April meeting. So that matter is going to be carried to April 6, 2023, 7 o'clock p.m. This same room. If you're interested in the application, you need to be there at that date and time. There will not be any further notice on that. Their notice was appropriate, was correct. So there will not be a further notice. This is the only notice you're going to receive. The next application is PB22-14 in Zolaco. It's block 87, lot 1, 38 Asbury Avenue, an application for bulk variance. In that situation, the applicant did properly notice the property owner list. They sent their notice to the newspaper, and the newspaper did not publish it at least 10 days before this meeting. They published it only 7 days before the meeting. The statute requires that it be published at least 10 days prior to today's date, so the board doesn't have the jurisdiction, so the applicant is going to have to re-notice. We're not going to have to resend notices to the property owners, but they're going to have to re-notice for the April meeting. That application is being carried to April 6, 2023, 7 o'clock p.m. This same room. This is the only notification you will receive in connection with that application. They will not be re-noticing except for publication in the newspaper.
Thank you, Mr. Stipe.
Make a motion to adjourn.
That's where we're at, unfortunately, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, yes, we have a question.
It's all paid.